Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, patchy clouds, a low of 73. The attorney for the Racine man accused of making online threats against law enforcement in the wake of recent fatal police shootings says he was acting in the heat of the moment. 43-year-old Byron Cowan is now facing three charges: solicitation of threats to law enforcement and terrorist threats, both as hate crimes and disorderly conduct. According to court documents, a Racine police officer monitoring social media found posts telling black men to, quote, be the first to shoot, and that white officers should, quote, kiss their loved ones goodbye. After Cowan's initial appearance in court today, his mother, who asked not to be identified, said since her son's arrest, her family, even those from out of state, have been threatened by people all over the country. And she said those posts were out of character for her son.
My son will take the shirt off his back and help people. I've had to tell him, you can't help everybody that you meet. You can't help everybody.
Cowan is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $75,000 cash bond, and a preliminary hearing has been scheduled for next week. Racine police are being praised for showing restraint during Cowan's arrest last week. Racine State Representative Corey Mason echoing Chief Art Howell's comments about officers showing great professionalism, considering the threats themselves and the fact they followed the events in Dallas.
Our police force did an excellent job of appropriately taking him into custody and being real professionals about it all. And I think our local police force should be lauded for handling that in a really tense moment in our nation's history, and showing the rest of the country what a professional police force looks like and how responsibly they've reacted to a tense local situation.
According to reports, when confronted by officers, Cowan complied with orders and was taken into custody without incident. The Mount Pleasant Village Board, after the better part of an hour in closed session, voted unanimously to accept a voluntary separation agreement with Administrator Kurt Wallen, who'd been on the job since 2013. The severance package includes Wallen receiving his regular salary through October 11th, as well as a lump sum payment for unused leave. Wallen acknowledged that he never planned to stay in the job long term, but also suggested change doesn't come easy in the village of Mount Pleasant.
Some of the people on Highway V have been the old guard here when this is a town. You know, they've been running the show for quite a few years. And hey, elections have consequences. I hope the best for the village. That's what I did my best.
Mullen issued a statement saying the village of Mount Pleasant has never moved away from being a town and town rule. It goes on to say the situation creates difficulties for the staff who try to carry out the day-to-day operation. Village President Jerry Garski indicated a search firm would likely be hired to find the next administrator. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki will again assume the role in an interim basis, as he did before Wallen was hired 3 years ago. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says the search for three teenage boys is over and they're all safe. The boys were reported missing late last night, and the search included heavily wooded areas filled with old mine tunnels. Their bicycles were found near the Nita mine overnight. Rescuers used search dogs, drones, and thermal imaging as they looked for the teens. The three boys were found by searchers shortly after noon today after apparently spending the night in an old mine. They were said to have suffered only a few bumps and scrapes. A Kenosha Unified Board Committee tomorrow night is scheduled to review a proposed policy on bathroom use by transgender students, which stops short of automatically using the restroom of their choice. It's one of a series of proposals related to transgender discrimination the district has been reviewing. The language says any student seeking to use a restroom or locker room corresponding to their gender identity, rather than his or her biological sex at birth, needs to first contact the building principal or school counselor. Such request will be decided on a case-by-case basis with several goals in mind, including facilitating the student's access to the district's physical education curriculum and ensuring adequate student privacy and safety. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District is looking to purchase all of the gas that waste management can get from its metro landfill in Franklin under a preliminary agreement district commissioners are now reviewing. The fuel is burned at a lower cost than natural gas to generate electricity and dry Milorganite fertilizer. The Journal Sentinel says to make good on the deal, the company would stop burning the gas and turbines at its own electric power plant on the property. Lynn Morgan, a spokeswoman for Waste Management, says they've sold the power to We Energies for 31 years. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.